WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Hurricane Milton, I'm Sherry Preston.
I want to commend everyone out there that heeded the emergency evacuation order. Definitely saved lives.
Tampa Police Chief Lee Burkaw thanking those who got out of Milton's path and thanking his first responders as well.
We were dispatched to a call where 15 people were in a house where the tree had fell on the house and water was coming in the house. There were children in the house, and we were able to get officers out there safely and rescue 15, including young children.
Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says as the sun comes up, they are just now starting to get a good look at the damage. But those in homes who are safe should stay there.
Please don't go outside. Definitely don't drive around. Don't go through standing water. And make sure if you see any trees or wires down, call and report those, and we will get them fixed as quickly as we can.
More than 3 million power outages as of now across Florida. This is ABC News. Tesla's getting ready to unveil a new vehicle tonight at an event in California.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has called it the Cybercab, a self-driving taxi that would operate much like the rideshare service Uber does, just without any drivers.
That would allow these specialized vehicles, or who knows, maybe even passenger Teslas, to operate on this robo-taxi network.
But Inside EV's Patrick George says Tesla is facing a litany of federal and state investigations into the safety of its current driver assistance technology, which the company calls Autopilot. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
The project was originally slated for release in August, but it faced several delays. Another recall due to listeria concerns. No illnesses have been reported this time, but Oklahoma-based Bruce Pack has recalled over 9 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry items. Department of Agriculture says it discovered the issue after routine testing of its poultry products. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Please take away my right to make my own healthcare decisions, said no woman ever. The stakes are so high this November.
This November, you need to vote. Your voice matters. Your vote counts.
Yet millions of Americans miss out because they don't register to vote.
In our district alone, we have over 100,000 people who are not registered.
Women's rights, workers' rights, the education crisis, the climate crisis, all are on the ballot this election.
I'm John Zerbano, and I'm running for Congress to represent all the people of Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. But I need your help. I need you to go to myvote.wi.gov and register to vote.
That's myvote.wi.gov. Make a difference. Vote for John Zerbano for Congress.
I'm John Zerbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zerbano for Congress.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin wildlife officials are warning about a disease fatal to deer, commonly known as EHD. The Department of Natural Resources has confirmed cases in deer from Chippewa, Jackson, and Waukesha counties. EHD is spread by insects that bite. Humans can't get it. Anyone who sees a sick or dead deer is urged to contact the DNR. Wisconsin crews are standing by to help Florida recover from Hurricane Milton, Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Power crews from Cedarburg, Oconomowoc, and Hartford are preparing to assist with recovery efforts. We Energies is also sending a team of over 24 workers down to help restore power and mitigate the impact of the hurricane. To find out how you can help, visit civicmedia.us/help. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Lakers.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Los Angeles Lakers tonight in a preseason matchup. At practice yesterday, head coach Doc Rivers discussed how he's teaching some of the new Bucks players how to read opposing defenses.
I'm trying to get them to see the reads, the typical basketball reads, because the more you can do that, you can literally put all kinds of things in, and then your offense becomes dynamic.
NFL Packers nearly all back at practice yesterday as they play the Cardinals Sunday. The only player out, defensive lineman Devontae Wyatt. Fournette with an ankle injury. Romeo Doubs was back but did not speak to reporters. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to play Rutgers. Quarterback Braden Locke asked, how much do they adjust the game plan for Rutgers' tough defense?
Yes, I think you game plan it differently, but it's still our offense. It's still doing things within what we do. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel over here. You know, we're going to do what we do and take advantage of, you know, what I'm good at and what I can process and all that.
That's Badgers quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We only have a couple more days of this fairly mild summer-like weather before things change. We're talking highs dropping into the 50s by late weekend into next week. Today, sunny, 70, 51 tonight. We'll get to around 78 for a high tomorrow. Then Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I interview Olivia Troy, a former national security and disaster advisor in the Trump administration. She was there when Trump withheld FEMA funding because it was for a Democratic state.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Heading into the second hour of a good look at Thursday. 40 degrees in Green Bay, 48 in Appleton, 41 in Oshkosh. Coming your way across the world on the Civic Media app. Once again, throwing it out there, who's listening furthest away? And do we have anybody in Florida that can text us and tell us how things are going down there? Well, we have a special guest in the audience, in the studio right now, yeah. Rob Momartz, local illustrator, book illustrator. Got this one, The Monstrous Adventures of Mummy Man and Waffles. Now, tell us a little bit all about how somehow you got your name on the cover of a book, being an illustrator, this kid from Ashwaubenon High School, and now you're a big-time illustrator. First of all, good morning, Rob. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
Yeah, I wouldn't know about big time, but...
It's pretty cool. My name is Wen. It's short for Wendo. This is a cool story that builds on... really unique characters, but tell us about this book. We haven't read it yet because you just gave it. We just got it, but yeah, it looks great.
It's a middle grade chapter book,
right? 8 to 12 is what your focus.
Eight to 12, and it's a good book for this time of year, being close to Halloween. And there's a lot of really weird, strange, bizarre characters.
As it says on the cover, a nonstop thrill, chill, and slimy spill ride.
Yeah. Right. So it's basically about a kind of an awkward kid that doesn't have any friends, and he's like a preteen, and he ends up spending the summer with his grandfather, who is a retired special effects artist at his creepy house up in Maine. So and then
Jim doesn't like Maine.
You don't?
No, go ahead.
He spent a lot of money to go see the leaves, and he came back, and they were better here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd been to 49 states. The only one I hadn't been to was Maine. And I just said to my wife, look, we got to go. So we went to Maine, and everybody's, if you're going to go to Maine, oh, my God, you got to go during leafing. And so we went out there and spent the fortune and was... It was great. I love Maine. And we did a lot out there, you know, on the boat and lobster. But Wisconsin's beautiful, too.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Anyway, back to your... But Maine's a great setting, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen King does all his writing.
Right.
Been there,
that's right.
So, so I'm just kind of guessing what it looks like. So if you look at the backgrounds, they're kind of basic. But look very Wisconsin-ish. there's a lot of really weird characters, and it was a lot of fun to design the different characters in the story. And the two main characters I did several designs for, and it's fun to look back and see how much they changed and compared to the versions that they picked. And that's one of the hard things about working on these books, is when you're drawing the characters, as time goes on, they kind of evolve, and while you're drawing them, and a lot of times I have to go back and digitally alter the drawings so they look consistent.
I have so much envy and respect for people that can just take a pencil and sit here and sketch something like these characters and everything. And it's weird that they say all people are created equal, but we're really not. No. I mean, you were given some, I mean, I'm sure you had to work at it and develop it, but somewhere along the line, you got a chromosome that just said, okay, I can draw.
Well, I'm kind of a one-trick pony, though. That's about what all I can do, fortunately.
But there's pictures in the book, right? There's illustrations, but there's a lot of writing. Like, are you writing as well?
No, Steve Bailing, he lives in New York, outside, not too far outside of New York City. We've actually never met. We talk on the phone quite a bit. We've become pretty good friends during this process. But he had written the book a long time ago, actually. And the book was delayed for about a year. So I'm actually working on the second book right now. So I'm on a kind of a tight deadline for that. So I've been staying up pretty late. I have a day job working for a game company. And
working for a what company?
Like a board game and collectibles company. They're in California, and I work down in the basement, in my basement. Basically.
Doing what kind of stuff for them?
Illustration, yeah.
Wow, okay.
And like conceptual stuff for collectibles.
So your full-time job is as an illustrator?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I do the books on the side.
So the guy in New York, you guys hooked up over the internet, I'm assuming. But anyway, did you read the book and design the characters, or did he tell you that? Tell me about how that works, because that's, you guys never met. I think that's kind of cool that one guy's a writer, one guy's the illustrator.
I think he found my work on Instagram and presented my work to HarperCollins. And I have an agent now, which is great.
HarperCollins is big time.
I was going to say, I saw that in the back.
His daughter's a publisher.
Yeah. Oh, New York. Yeah.
Who does she work for?
She's with Atlantic Grove.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's.
Who did she have lunch with or something the other day?
Yeah. I don't want to drop names, but they only
like one
take,
of the biggest just, names in the country.
Yeah, I just want to say that they do a lot of, they're very selective, and they do a lot of like your second, third book type authors, right? So that's what they kind of do. They don't take a lot of new stuff. But anyway, you need a good publisher, and Harper is obviously one of them.
Yeah, I was very lucky. Previously, I illustrated a book series for Penguin, and it's called
another big name.
Clawed Evil Alien Warlord Cat. It actually did six books, which was fun. And that one was done in a pretty short amount of time. There weren't as many illustrations there are in this newest book here, but that was a really fun experience for me, and it kind of prepared me for this. So,
what's your back? You had to be that kid in art club. Like we talked, I was joking with you in between. If I had your talents, I would have won that Nagani Fire Department contest for the best fire prevention poster. You know what I mean? Because I had my mom's pack of cigarettes glued on there and the whole thing. And I had your talent, I would have won that versus being devastated every year.
Johnny, where's my cigarettes?
Right,
what did you do with those?
What did you do with my smoke?
Every character, his mom, the firemen, they're all stick people. And that just
they were, pretty much, yeah. I mean, from the time you were a little kid, were you just one of those guys that just came to you naturally?
Yeah, yeah. I always loved drawing since I was two or three years old. I still have a lot of my old, my mom kept a lot of my old art, and I go through that, and there's some
really weird
stuff. In it.
I'll tell you what, I was looking for something the other day, Jim says, are you a hoarder? Because I was trying to find my old ACT thing. And I found some of the things from my oldest daughter from when she was like in kindergarten or whatever. And it's like, wow, you want to talk about just one of those pangs in your chest?
Yeah.
Like, I wish I would have saved so much more of that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Well, some of it's damaged from being in boxes in the attic and all, you know, but yeah, it brings back a lot of memories. I also found a lot of like papers from teachers that like math sheets where I had like drawings, detailed drawings on it over the math problems. And I was like, this is not art class. This is this is math.
That's awesome.
You took your chromosome and ran with
it. You're an illustrator. Do you advertise then? Look, I'm illustrating, or do people find you? And because, right. I mean, there's the copy, right? There's the narrative part. And then some people want pictures, and maybe some people don't, right?
Well, for a book like this is a vital part of it.
8 to 12, yeah.
Yeah, the nice thing about these books, I mean, it's not obviously not a picture book, but there are a lot of illustrations, but it's for this age level. I guess they don't need as many pictures. But
right,
it's
you want them to read, but it still kind of checks it a little bit.
Yeah, and it's a nice transition for kids that are getting into reading more. I mean, like I know graphic novels are also a really good... this is kind of an in-between thing for graphic novels and regular traditional.
So this is kind of a Harry Potter type thing? Like in terms of... these people. A lot of characters, and it's not real. These are all.
Yeah, I mean they're all, you know, strange characters.
Right,
I mean, the human characters are normal, but
is that your specialty? Drawing these types of things?
Strange characters.
I would think so. I like, obviously, cartooning is my specialty, and weird monster type characters. That's right up my alley.
You got to think you drew like dragons when you were a kid.
Yes,
things like that?
Yeah. I was always. I mean, I went to Ashwaubenon High School, and I did a lot of the artwork for all like the athletic programs and
oh cool
and so the Jaguar and the I used to put him in all these weird scenarios and
oh that's awesome
yeah it was fun.
I gotta ask you who told you or what made you think like I can make a living doing this, because art you might think is kind of like it's on the side,
fun thing to do
but yeah. Look, I gotta get serious about life. Like, you're making a living on this. You got kids, you got a family, you're living well.
It's tough. I mean, it's because sometimes these projects, they come in very sporadically. I'm glad I have a full-time job doing illustration, which is, I'm very lucky. I've been at this place for 13 years, which is crazy. And I'm just lucky that I can do this full-time. It is hard to find jobs and schedule them and, you know. And sometimes when the hard thing is if you're in the middle of a job and you're cranking on something and somebody comes in with a project that you'd really like to take, but unfortunately you cannot take it because you're under deadline. And I've ran into that a couple times, more than a couple times.
That's kind of a good problem to have, though.
It is. You know? But sometimes then you go in these stretches where you don't have anything and you're just doing your own personal artwork, which is great.
Yeah. So are you going to have your own series? I mean, you're... The guy's writing. Are you going to get into the writing side of it, or you think there's plenty to do just in illustration?
Well, there's plenty to do with just illustration. I've always wanted to be a writer. That's why I'm jealous of John here for his books. But
you can illustrate mine anytime you want.
it's one of those things. That's a thing. That's a magical thing to me, is just being able to
do both.
To do both, and just to be able to structure a story and that's a talent I wish I had. But I do have a lot of characters that I eventually would like to try to write some stories for and maybe do a self-publishing thing or present some of my ideas.
We had a guy on our show that he's on Broadway and he had characters. Remember that? He brought in some artwork and had characters that he was building on. And I don't know. I think sometimes it takes, you know, meeting someone, but to have something that's not like human, right? That's a little bit more character or cartoon.
Yeah.
It's not really cartoony funny. It's more cartoon illustrated.
Well, you can get away with a lot more doing cartoony things like drawing. Like in this next book I'm working on, there's a car, and I'm terrible at drawing cars. So this car is kind of fantastical looking, so it makes it a little easier. I can cheat a lot of things on it, the perspective and the, you know.
What advice would you give us kids out there that's where the art teacher says, you could have a future in this? Give them some advice.
Well, just be persistent and keep drawing. Draw every day. Don't let anything hold you back. It can be a frustrating career as far as like rejection. But just don't get discouraged. Keep being creative. Do your own thing. You know, if someone's not hiring you for something, do your own thing.
Can people locally contact you, or would you rather not? You get enough gigs?
I'm pretty busy right now. But yeah.
That's awesome.
This is so awesome.
Yeah, where to get the book? I mean, this is a cool book. I want to take a look at it.
Mummy Man and Waffles.
Yes.
And where is this?
You can get it at any bookstore. I'm actually doing a signing on Sunday at Lion's Mouth.
Lion's Mouth. What time?
At noon, right during the Packer game.
Fantastic. That's all right. Bring the kids out there.
I was looking for a babysitter during the game.
Thank you so much for stopping by, Rob. Impressive.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Rob Molmarts from Ashwaubenon.
Your second book.
Worldwide illustrator. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. The museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at oshkoshmuseum.org.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little TLC is about to go a long way for a boardwalk bridging Kaukauna to the Fox River. The Nelson Family Fund giving the city a $240,000 grant. It will be used to replace more than 2,700 feet of the 1,000 Islands Environmental Center boardwalk. And there's a lot of work planned.
The replacement of the boardwalk itself, it's aging, we have sagging spots. But what that will do is it's going to shore it up. It's going to raise the entire boardwalk up off the ground level.
That's the center naturalist, Brad Garrity. They call the area a beautiful destination, and with these upgrades, it will also be safer and more accessible to all by early next year. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you very much to Rob Momarts again. The talent that some people have and others don't.
Right here, you know,
yeah.
Green Bay, this guy.
And once again, book Harper. Signing noon on Sunday. The Lions head down here. We're joined. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am, John. How are you?
Good, buddy. This is our great friend, Mike Pritzel, who's a big fan, or no, I shouldn't say big fan, a big member of our program. And normally, he's out climbing mountains in Colorado or Wyoming or something and still listening to us out there. But, Mike, tell us what you are doing this weekend.
Well, I am honored and have the opportunity to travel as a member of the American Red Cross and just go provide some relief assistance for the next couple of weeks. I really don't know exactly, what I'll be doing. You know, sheltering, feeding, whatever they, you know, when they ask you and when you're qualified, you basically say the following. You just tell me what you need me to do and I'll do it. So, this is my first national deployment. I'm fairly new, but I couldn't have gotten through quicker. I really wanted to help, and I'm a little nervous, but I'm pretty excited as well.
Oh, that's great. Is that through the Green Bay or Appleton? What chapter are you going through on the Red Cross?
Merit. It's actually the Green Bay chapter.
Isn't that nice? So you're not going alone.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
How do you get down there?
Guys, I'm actually leaving. And this is so interesting to me. This whole process has been incredible. And watching these organizations function and try to organize this stuff, anybody that can go right now out of Green Bay is probably already there. I'm fairly new, so I did what I could to qualify. And essentially, the process is pretty intense. I mean, they really do a heck of a job with communication and set up. So yesterday I spent I spent some time with those folks and now I have a plane ticket that I will be heading out, leaving at about 6:45 tomorrow morning, getting in sometime, actually going into Miami. And then from there, you do go through your orientation and then we will move. I assume we will be moving much further north.
Right. Right.
So Mike, with something like this, were there certain you're an incredibly fit guy. Like I said, you climb mountains and things like that. Were there certain qualifications that they saw and said, okay, we want you versus maybe me or Jim, so to speak?
I would tell you that there certainly are qualifications, but there is something for everyone. And anytime someone thinks that maybe they can't help, they can. And even, you think about the tens of thousands of people that are helping, whether it's giving money or time or blood. I've got a friend of mine, Chris Mooring. She organized and had a full semi-truck and continues to help with the folks that were affected in the last hurricane and will do so for the folks, that are going through stuff now. You know, Mr. Burkle.
Yeah.
You know, These people have monster hearts, but, you know, a lot of people do. It's just not everybody is out in the forefront. So I think there's something for everyone to do, whether that is giving blood or giving $5. You know, money is an important piece of this. A lot of times people want to give goods and things like that, and that's a good thing. But from a distribution standpoint, that can be challenging.
Right. Mike, so how do you know how long you're going to be there? Did you sign up for a time frame?
It is a 2-week. Basically, you are asked to go for 2 weeks. Now, what I have communicated to them is that I could, you know, depending upon what they need, I could be flexible. So we'll see how that all plays out. But I am going to go and do what I can.
Did your military background help with that, Mike? You getting signed up?
You know what? Yeah, you know, I will tell you that my military background is part of the reason that I wanted to be part of the American Red Cross. So it's not only this stuff that we do. I actually got to go to my first fire this week and see how the American Red Cross helps those individuals that have been affected by fire. In fact, I met a friend of yours from Midwest Restoration when I was at one of the scenes. So
probably Ryan?
So I don't know. You know, it sometimes it's a little chaotic. So I'm just learning and trying to mind my own business, keep my mouth shut, which isn't always easy for me.
So is that the Howard Fire, the apartment complex?
No, this one was down in the valley. So okay. it was just a single family. But again, it's part of that is, you know, I when asking a lot of these questions, they're like, you know, is this stuff you can do? I'm like, well, the military background piece of it, you know, provides, you know, you've been through a lot of chaos. So chaos doesn't really affect you much, even though we know it will.
Right. Comfortable with chaos is what they say.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, God bless you for doing this.
Yeah,
I
agree,
sounds like
Mike.
You really
proud
signed
you.
Up and kind of pushed us a little bit because you have a, what's it, you have a passion for helping people. I think this is great. It's going to be interesting to talk to you
When you get back.
Yeah, but go ahead. Are you looking forward to anything in particular? I mean, there's so much that has to be done down there. It's incredible.
Mind-boggling.
Ugh, man.
Where do you start type thing?
I think for me, it's, you know, when you go through a lot of this training, and you two especially know about volunteering, and you know what it feels like when you look at somebody and say, how can I help you? Or you give them a hug, you put your hand on their shoulder. That is really what a lot of this is about. And that is really what I'm looking forward to. I can tell you that I know it's going to be, this is not easy. You know, odds are you're sleeping in a cot in a gymnasium somewhere.
Right.
I have the ability to do this. I'm a realtor. I've got such a great support system at Shore West and folks that are going to help take care of me and my clients while I'm gone, that it allows me to do this. And of course, I got a great family. You know, they look at me and say, this is what you want to do and what you got to do, so go do. So I'm going to go do.
That's a great family.
Proud of you, Mike. Yeah. No lie, proud of you. I've known you for a million years, but I've never been more proud of you.
Yeah, I've come a long way since you first met me, John.
Yeah. You know what? You should be in here right now in your other regalia. We've got Fang, the Timber Rattlers mascot, in the house here today.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, have a good time. And you know what? I might check in on occasion with you guys.
Next week, we would love that, Mike. Please do. Mike used to be the mascot for UW Green Bay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was the only mascot that used to get in fights with opposing fans.
That's true.
Mike, listen, buddy. Be safe. Please report back from Florida or North. Yeah, Florida, where you're going, not North Carolina. But please let us know how it's going. If you can send us some pictures, that would be awesome.
I will do what they allow me to do because there are certainly rules. But you guys keep doing what you're doing. Love the show, and I'll be in touch.
And let us know what we can do to help. Okay, buddy?
All right, take care.
Thank you. Mike Pritzel heading to Florida with the Red Cross tomorrow morning. Wow, that's phenomenal. When we come back, we're going to be talking with the Fang and some people from the Timber Rattlers, but a great Halloween event they've got taking place at the ballpark back after this.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin.
Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's National 4-H Week, but just how strong is 4-H in Wisconsin? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. We'll take a closer look at membership numbers next.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
Jessica Jens is Wisconsin State 4-H Program Director through University Extension, and she says 4-H involvement and activities in 2024 remain strong and continues to grow.
In Wisconsin this past year, we had over 26,000 members of 4-H. So those are enrolled members. When we look at our 4-H participants, we're closer to 100,000. So that's all of our youth programs that we have in Extension added up together. All of those technically fall underneath the 4-H umbrella, which is pretty neat because of our background and our place in Cooperative Extension. Our membership program is alive and growing. This past year, we had an increase of about 3%. The year before is about 8%. So we are certainly rebounding from the COVID pandemic like all the other youth organizations.
Jessica Jens, our Wisconsin State 4-H program manager. She said that there are more than 1,100 clubs across the state of Wisconsin involved in the 4-H organization. She also suggests if parents or young people want to get involved in the 4-H and become a Clover Kid, start your inquiries at your county extension office.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
And the Save Our Songbirds organization alerting me that we've got another big bird migration that will fly over the state of Wisconsin on Friday evening. Ryan Brady with Save Our Songbirds says that many of the wild birds decide to fly over our state overnight because of wind patterns, weather, and the lack of predators. Again, that next big bird migration happening Friday night into Saturday morning. And that's a look at what's happening in food news for a Thursday. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We only have a couple more days of this fairly mild summer-like weather before things change. We're talking highs dropping into the 50s by late weekend into next week. Today, sunny, 70, 51 tonight. We'll get to around 78 for a high tomorrow. Then Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 63. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk.
And don't forget that if you'd like
like to help out with the hurricane relief, you can go to civicmedia.us/help. That's civicmedia.us/help. Hurricane relief for Hurricane Helene victims and also what's going on with Hurricane Milton. Civicmedia.us/help. You can go there and choose the folks that you'd like to help out.
Really look forward to talking to Mike either next week or when he comes back about what it's really like boots on the ground.
We will definitely stay in touch with him.
And I just want to say that civicmedia.us, I was on that website last night. They're all vetted.
Yes.
Those are, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you hear these stories, it's like, oh, man, $50 has just gone to vapor. Whereas these, well, I think there's four or five organizations on there that are really, the money's going to get where it needs to go. So, yeah, civicmedia.us/help.
And if you're watching, we don't mean to laugh. What if you're watching on the street? Look right behind us here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a little different. All right, we'll change it up.
If you're watching, we've got Fang hanging out right behind. Was Fang like 7 feet tall? Yeah. How tall is Fang?
Fang is tall enough.
Wow. Hey, we got a very, very special guest talking about a very, very special project. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, because you guys told us during the break, and you guys did it better than we could do it. So go ahead, introduce yourselves, and talk about what a great event is going on for kids coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Kyle with the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, here with Kayla from Shields, and we're going to be hosting a trick-or-treat event at the ballpark coming up here in a couple of weeks, and I'll let Kayla kind of touch on it a little bit more.
Yep, so on Thursday, October 24th, we'll be hosting trick-or-treat at the ballpark with the Timber Rattlers. It runs from 3:30 to 6:30, and it takes place all across through the concourse. You start, get a goodie bag from Shields, get some other items from some of our local partners, too. And then you close out with some food trucks in the parking lot.
You can let the kids go into the weight room that you guys got there now?
Yeah, unfortunately. So the weight room won't be open, but everything on the concourse, so nice enclosed area, very safe. Don't have to worry about vehicles or anything like that while you're trick-or-treating through the concourse.
And you get pretty good participation. I mean, you've got such a great facility over there.
Oh, that's what I mentioned. The weight parking's room, easy. It's better than most major league teams.
Just the concourse, wide enough. Kids dress up, I take it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we get lots of kids and families dressing up. So parents, you're more than welcome.
All right.
And we get, I think if I remember from last year, we get close to 2,000 people.
Wow.
Show up for
that's
it.
Awesome. I mean, that's
great setting, great parking, safe, as Jim was saying. And, you know,
Shields, I mean, just thank you for all you do. You guys do a lot. I mean, this trick or treat thing, I know is something you partnered, you know, with the stadium to do. But, you know, throughout the year, you do a lot of good things. And I just want to give you a shout out. I used to work in politics and, your name came
still
up with
does.
A lot of things. Your name came up with a lot.
Biggest politician on radio.
Absolutely.
Your name came up a lot. As did,
who's
you know,
the guy used to be the governor of Huckabee, the governor of Arkansas, then he became a talk show guy, then he went back into politics, whatever. Yeah.
And that could happen again.
Hopefully soon.
That's not funny. Fang, tell...
Yeah, Fang,
he's
like,
is he the star of your trick-or-treating? Will he be there? Will he be there to greet the kids?
Correct, yep. So Fang and Whiffer. So Fang's best friend, Whiffer, they'll both be dressed up. Right. So they will be, so Shields will be, as you guys enter, get the goodie bag from Shields, and then on the way out, Timber Rattlers are the last one on the way out, and then the food trucks in the parking lot. So Fang and Whiffer will be dressed up, so make sure you guys bring out your best costumes and, you know, show them up.
Jim was bragging the other day that he already went and bought his Halloween candy, and he's given like full-size candy bars and spent like $1,000 or whatever.
Neighborhood's pretty, people come to our neighborhood. It's just,
you're the cool house.
Yeah.
Everybody comes and for the full-size candy bars.
Kyle and I will show up.
And I'm sure they're going to get great things at your place. What's cool about yours is you're giving them the bag.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so Shields has candy already pre-put into the bag, and then as you go through the concourse, other partners have either more candy or they'll have other goodies for people, either like a free pass, say, to a trampoline park we've been hearing rumors about, other goodie bags or goodies that kids will really love.
What happens if you get like those 15-year-old guys that are 6 foot tall and they just have like a pillowcase for a bag coming up?
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah. Okay, there you
we
go.
Don't That's... judge, don't discriminate. Everyone deserves candy no matter how old. If you guys want to show up.
See, I was just going to say, Mino was actually asking for himself.
Right.
Like if he just showed up with a pillowcase.
What's the oldest you ever trick-or-treat at?
Ah, man, it's been a long time.
Jim? Oh, I was eighth grade.
Oh, totally.
Is that too old?
No,
that's
not at
okay.
All. God,
no.
We went in eighth grade. I'm thinking we went past
that. Okay, so get this. We went to the nuns' rectory, okay? And they're like,
get a
what do you think you're doing? You're not getting anything. Save that for the. They tore into us that we were too old, me and DeLangelo.
I didn't even realize nuns gave out candy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
they did. Would go there.
Huh?
Who the heck would go there?
That was very nice.
We didn't go there. We went to houses. And you know houses that give out better stuff. And look, at your place, I'm sure there's just some awesome things the kids are going to pick up there.
Yeah, absolutely. Going to be a really fun night. And then there'll be some activities. Some of them do little activities at their station, too. So,
oh, cool.
This sounds fantastic.
Candy and activities.
Beautiful.
Right. And free parking, can I assume that, too? So absolutely. It's a free event for the family to come to.
Doesn't absolutely. Matter what the weather is going to be like.
That's cool, too.
Yep, so it'll be undercover. Great. So it's in the on the concourse, so undercover. So the only time you're outside of cover is from the vehicle into the stadium, really.
Fantastic.
And bring your phones, because picture with Fang, I hope?
Absolutely.
All right, that'll be cool.
How is Fang as far as getting pictures taken with kids? Was he okay? He's a little intimidating when he walked. When he walked in the door here, he's a little intimidating.
7 feet tall with those fangs? Yes.
Yep. And you asked, I mean, how old can you be to trick-or-treat? Fang's going on, 25 now? So he just celebrated his 26th? Whoa, what do we got? Almost 30 now.
Oh,
so
wow.
He's getting up there, and he's still trick-or-treating. So.
Yeah, I'm with you. There's nothing wrong with it. As long as they're respectful, please trick-or-treat. Thank you. We'll give it out to anybody.
Mino, if you're walking down a dark alley and you run into Fang, what are you doing?
I can't run very fast. Like I said, he's an intimidating-looking mascot back there. You know what I think is cool, though? Shields and, I mean, talk about two entities that could be, they could big time the area if they wanted to. And they don't. You guys get right down to the grassroots, both organizations. Because this isn't the only one that both you guys do. I think that's so awesome that you guys do this kind of thing.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, we've been great partners with Shields. It's a great partnership that we look to continue to, you know, really see thriving in the future. We're both very inscribed in the Fox Valley, and we're looking to continue to grow that community and offer opportunities for families alike to go out and enjoy the ballpark and other community
and that's true,
events.
But I know people from a long ways away that come down to Timber Rattler games. I mean, Fox Valley's great, but you're almost like a statewide thing. Because, well, the thing is, it's cool. We were talking about this the other day. We had the president of the Wisconsin Herd on. And I just, you know, like when I used to cover the old Foxes, Appleton Foxes, you guys weren't alive, but back in those days, and they were an affiliate of like Seattle and then somebody else and whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, that's great, but, you know, you'll never see these guys again. But like the playoff game the other day, two former Timber Rattlers combined for 3 home runs in that game. So it's like cool with the Herd. You can go watch these guys. And it's like next week they might be playing for the Bucks. And with the Timber Rattlers, with the guys that come through there, you know, we're watching future Brewers. I think that is such a cool entity, what we've got going on here now of professional sports versus our major league type teams. I think that's awesome.
Absolutely. And like you said, yeah, so we're now the affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers, and that relationship is solidified through 2030. So we'll be seeing young guys that are going to be contributing to the Brewers here for years to come, and let's hope we can, make it out of the wild card round.
Let's not even talk about that.
As the corporate guy, I think it's cool how you utilize that stadium for more than baseball. You know, Madison's having their first, concert in 20-some years, and I think Lambeau Field we could leverage a little bit more. But, I mean, you've got everything from the president there. I mean, we always go for the Packer softball. You utilize that for fundraisers. There's just a lot of cool things, and I that's good management.
Yeah, absolutely. So I believe we just looked at the other day for 2024, we're at 154 plus events on top of our baseball games. So we play 66 home games and then another almost 170 days of utilizing the ballpark. Like you said, corporate events. We've hosted proms. Yeah. So we've done prom weddings. Last weekend we had a bunch of weddings.
I've been to corporate banquets upstairs.
Yeah. And some nonprofit organizations you've been very, very good to.
Absolutely.
And now with Shields being, you know, you are the sought after company to go to. Are Hoka shoes on sale? I'm just kidding. I just like
what kind of shoes? Because I was going to ask her about something too, but I didn't think I should.
They got everything there.
You should have come to our ladies' night last weekend.
Ladies' night, you had that?
Yeah, we did. It was very successful. We had 250 tickets sold and had a wait list. So we'll see you guys there next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Keep us posted on the. No, I love your store because you've got such a variety.
I like just walking around, kind of window shopping.
Inside. Right.
It's a beautiful store, and some of our other stores have a full size Ferris wheel, an aquarium. Candy stores too. Maybe one day Appleton will grow to be that big.
Neat.
Wow.
Very cool. I need some new binoculars.
All right, we'll see you there.
For the high school football games.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
What? How old are the ones that you have?
Oh boy.
Yeah.
They're way back.
They probably don't. Yeah.
Way, way, way back.
There's binoculars that you take a picture and then send the picture.
Really?
I have those.
I didn't. Well, of course you have
those.
You,
what do you use that for?
When you hunt?
It seems a little creepy.
Although, you know what? I will say something about this.
It's not.
This guy went mountain goat hunting one time.
I did.
What? Yes. And he's got a, he never showed it to us, but he says he's got a mountain goat head.
I do. I have it. I went, anyway, that's.
It's on, like, on the wall.
I didn't get my gun from you guys. I got it somewhere else. But anyway, the.
It's in his linen cabinet if you're looking for it.
Back to the partnership. How do you find things with the corporate sponsorship when you're trying to do things like this about the community? Shields obviously is not easy. Nothing's easy, but I mean, they're very, very supportive.
Correct. Yeah. So as Kayla kind of mentioned, so they had been hosting an event at the store, and we had been hosting an event at the ballpark, and we really wanted to combine forces and make this an event completely available to the public and make it a little bit larger. So getting that name out there to co-brand with the Timber Rattlers just makes a ton of sense. It's a lot of conversations and relationship building. So, you know, you know people, and they always say it's about who you know, not what you know. So building those relationships and really just continuing to forge those and continue to grow and make the community the best place to live.
You know, I told our Nikki here about years and years. I go so far back when they were having the big discussion, should we build a new stadium or stay at Goodland Field? And I remember talking to one of the guys, an old-time guy with him. He says, biggest mistake could ever possibly make is moving out of Goodland Field, because one of the cool things we have here is these kids come to the game on their bikes. When they build that new stadium, you won't see a kid in the ballpark. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I've never seen more kids at one place than your stadium on a regular basis. So this is so cool that you incorporate all this.
So some of our listeners have kids, and some kids listen. Tell me just real quickly, Fang, you can't talk, but they can speak for you. You all have three great jobs, right? You're corporate director. You run the marketing at Shields, I take it?
I do all of our community involvement.
Right.
That's Which awesome. Is, what
those
great
are great,
job.
Great jobs, because it's a stepping stone toward politics if you want to run for office.
Like, oh, God. Lord.
You're doing all good stuff.
Vote for me, next ballot.
Two things he does here. Let me just say, two things he does on a regular basis. Todd, back me up on this, or disagree if you like that. Two things he does when somebody impresses him, he tries to steer them to get into politics.
We need good people.
And then one sooner or later, we have about 2 minutes left, something, the word financial will come into play here.
Who pays for this?
Exactly. So just want to give you guys a little heads up. Right,
Fang has deep pockets.
Yeah, so there you go. Okay. But really, somebody wants to get into either of your lines of work, or then tell me how Fang got his gig.
Yeah, so for us, so internships just got posted.
Nice.
We do internships starting normally in January. We have some that start in January. And then March, and our season starts in April. So we have we normally have about 20 to 25 interns. So a lot of us get started as interns with the team.
Including your team president and owner?
Right. Correct. Yeah. So yeah. Rob, our team president and owner, started as an intern, and now awesome. up at the top.
That's amazing.
And so for us, we are really big about promoting within our store. I'm one of the few people who was an external hire, but the rest of our marketing team were internal transfers or started out as cashiers or part-time associates moving up.
Love that.
But each of our stores have its own local marketing team, too. So we focus 100% on our Fox Cities area.
Love
to make
it.
Sure it's the best place to be.
Love it.
How about this guy? Or Gail? I don't even know if what thing is.
So
pick up the tail and check.
I've never known how to tell a difference between a male and a female snake. I never have.
You know, you got to try out and be able to show that you're able to interact with those kids and show that energy and really get the fans involved and constantly entertain. That's what we're looking for.
You're in pretty good shape.
Do you know who had the most fun at the ballpark at your ballpark this year?
One of you two, I assume.
No.
We did, but.
But yeah, no. You know who seemed to have the most fun the entire time? The man that was on Jeopardy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ben Chan. Yep. Yeah, so he got to throw out a first pitch.
Yeah. And did he do the brat bazooka,
shot
too?
Shot the brat bazooka. Yeah. So that was really cool to see him out and enjoying.
He was digging that.
That's awesome.
He talked about it. So.
Well, once again, Kayla, Fang, thank you for being here. Thanks for doing stuff for our local kids. I just think it's fantastic, the combination you guys put together for this. What's the date again?
October 24th.
From?
3:30 to 6:30 at Timber Rattler Stadium, Trick or Treat.
Well, what's the name of your stadium?
It's a Neuroscience Group Field.
All right. Okay, it's Candlestick Park.
Miller Park. Thank you guys for being here. Fang.
Fang.
Quiet down. All right. We just let her quick break. Back up.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go yeah, vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can see.
Man, that's a good group. That was
great
fun.
Group.
Yeah, that's
Shields.
Well, they
Wisconsin
really,
Tip Rattlers teaming up for kids. I love it.
Right. Halloween, safe place. You get, and you don't even have to bring the bag or the, as you brought, the pillowcase.
Well, you know why, though?
You know what
why,
I did?
Though?
Go ahead.
You want to know why? Because I had, up in the UP, for whatever reason, Halloween was like the worst, like between fall
yep.
and winter. It was that right in between. So it wasn't snowing, but it was cold and rainy or drizzly and windy and dark, okay? And you wouldn't go, back then, you didn't go out like on a Sunday afternoon. You went at like after supper at like, you know, 6:30 or 7 o'clock, you're out there.
Okay.
It's pitch black, the weather's terrible, you mm-hmm. can't see out of your mask. And we used to make our own bags. You know, that was a fun thing at school in art class. You have a regular grocery bag. Do you know how many times dragging that thing on the ground
oh, yeah.
when it's
no,
wet
I
and you get
that.
A hole in there
right,
and
right,
you come
right,
home
right.
and say, what happened to that payday bar?
Yeah. Oh.
You know what I mean? So or, that's why we switched
or
to the.
Worse, man, if it was the Kit Kat, I'd go back with a
oh,
flashlight.
Either one. But yeah. that's why we switched to the pillowcases.
I wouldn't miss that. I went to a place one time, and it was after Halloween. And you know those little orange buckets with the handles
yeah.
on?
Yeah.
I bought a ton of them. And. Like I live in the hood, right? Not a lot of
oh
it's
God.
Lower income.
Right. So
no, I'm
right.
just say,
5 minutes
say
ago he was talking about he has the full size candy bars because people expect that
I
with
just,
his.
I still
house
you do, just, you do.
Yeah.
But
then it's then he's back.
No, that's
yeah.
what I want to finish my story here.
Oh,
this
okay,
is this a nice
yeah.
thing.
Uh-huh.
And some little kids would come and they would have that paper bag or
yes.
a little bag, and I would give them.
Oh, that's actually very nice.
And they were like, I bought a ton of them for like I think they were like
4 cents.
Right, it was just it was at the restore, Unity Hospice, and somebody must have had a bunch and donated them, and I bought them all. And you know, because you want to have some
absolutely
that's not wet. Because I agree with that. That's
thank
what happened
you.
In Two Rivers too to us.
Yep.
The wet bags would.
Yep.
Would and we
that's
would,
devastating but, right there.
But Jim, I picture you handing stuff out at Halloween.
Yeah.
I think it's great that you do the big candy bars. But I could see you handing out linens, Halloween linens.
Or like grabbing the child's pillowcase, like, oh, let me, what is the thread cut?
That's not good fabric. That's not a good weave.
No, that'd be like the weirdo on Family Guy. No, we,
okay.
Come down to my dish.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris. Let's go down in the basement and get some popsicles.
All right. Let's get back to being a nice guy, so.
Hi, Nikki.
Good morning, guys.
Setting them up. Actually, you had two good guests today. Thank you very much.
Actually, you sound so surprised that I'm just contributing.
Saying, you had back to back. That was really good.
Right. I don't know a lot of. I know quite a few authors. Like, you know, I think we all do, but illustrators are. That's unique, and but I think that's really
anybody
cool.
Anybody can write, not everybody can draw.
But here's the deal. He's more than just an illustrator. He's developing that entire character. Right. So there's so much. There's depth in that.
Yeah,
it's fascinating.
And they got to kind of work together, the
Absolutely,
characters, you know, they
yes.
got to, and even though they're all abstract, I think that's just some very cool talent.
So, right, fun fact, Rob Momartz was my husband's college roommate.
He mentioned
that.
Whitewater. So we are lucky enough to get his Christmas card, which is always illustrated.
Oh, I bet.
And
that's
so
cool.
Then it's the illustration of he and his family throughout the stages of their lives,
wow.
right?
Wow.
So I've seen his children grow up in these illustrations.
That's awesome.
But just such a cool...
Yeah.
You know, he's one of those cards where you're like, gosh, I wish I did something cool with my Christmas cards.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah. I wish I did something cool with my life.
I don't know. But to your point, and you were talking about this, Johnny, what I think you try... And because I have the very same mindset, too, where you see people with just... gobs of talent in any capacity, and you're like, man, did I I was hanging out too long in that line for sarcasm and charm and here
charm what happened, why did that go by the way?
Did you miss that did you miss
that
line too?
That line.
No
but when I talk to you I think charm.
But this is why I love what your show does, because do we get to talk about, you know, you're in line behind Mr. Momartz at festival probably later today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you don't scratch the surface on who are you, what do you do, and how did you get to where you are?
Just local people. That's what we love to do.
That's
highlight
like
local people.
Story, guys.
Civic Media, as talented as he is and so many other people, they're not going to get on TV because there's just too many fires and car crashes. And look, I understand people, I guess, need to see that. And there's so much national news that they have to cover as well as, you know, statewide. So for us to get down and get this talent that's in our community, and not just talent, but even, you know, we
bring
talk
it
about,
to the surface,
but that Feed My Starving Children.
Yes.
I mean, that's a great, great organization. Now they had a little bit publicity, but just to have her on here and raise money. She's been on here a couple times.
And
I think
you
that's
were
important.
Up to your elbows last night and putting that stuff together.
We were doing it, man.
How was the confirmation class? Were they listening?
They were very successful.
Great.
But so
did they listen better than Jim and John?
They absolutely did.
Wouldn't take much.
Yep.
Can you believe I did that? I did absolutely the total opposite of what I was supposed to do.
Well, am I shocked? Absolutely not.
And we're all looking at him like, what? Wait for the bag to be under the and he just pours the rice right on the floor. It's like,
I mean,
oh, dude.
If there was ever a Johnny moment, it was...
Johnny moment was, I don't know if you're there, when I crawled through the back hatch of my car to unlock the thing, and actually I was driving away, I realized that my passenger side window was down, and all I would have had to do was just reach in and unlock. That is a Johnny moment.
That story brings me such delight. I cannot thank you enough.
The thing about Johnny is... That will happen again.
Oh, guaranteed.
He'll crawl through the back. Wow. Why didn't I remember the window?
Nah.
Anyway, but that there. And thanks for saying that about Civic Media and what they do. But they wanted to talk about the local community, Oshkosh,
but
Appleton.
You guys do such a good job of reining that in for us. So thank you, guys.
Nah, we love it.
Keep bringing them on.
Yep.
Must feel good, doesn't it, Nikki?
It does.
Feels good. Nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others.
But Jim teaches that class, by the way.
We got some great guests, though, in this next hour. People that.
That, too. Yep. Terry Barr, Slice of Wisconsin, coming up. Tom Content, Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin.
He's great.
Jim is passionate about this, getting our utility bills down. Back after this.
I got me a Chrysler.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a heads up about debt collection scams. Lisa Schiller from the Better Business Bureau will be here. Alexander Vindman in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Autumn is in the air, and like the leaves, prices are falling at Harbor Freight's parking lot sale this weekend. We've got tons of products on sale, like 3-ton jacks for under $100, 5,000-watt generators $250 off, plus dual bevel miter saws at nearly half the price of the competition. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 10/13/24. While supplies last, so hurry in. Limitations apply.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.